In the straight, Starry Legend at the 250. Finance Tycoon moves up to him. Scissor Step back to the inside, and Arcaded is late, but Finance Tycoon at the 150 has drawn away. Finance Tycoon, three lengths, four lengths for Luke Nolan, and Finance Tycoon wins it easily for the Big Million. Second Literary Magnate from Scissor Step for fourth, Arcaded, Starry Legend.
Well, it was an easy watch for those that that supported Finance Tycoon, and he was heavily backed, particularly in the half hour or so leading up to the race. And co-trainer Ben Hayes joins us this morning. Congratulations, Ben.
Thanks, Warren. It's a big thrill for the stable and really happy for the result.
was it as easy a watch for you as it was for the punters who were aboard Finance Tycoon?
Yeah, I think there was a bit of confidence around with the stable. His work had been really good work leading into it, so watching him loom up at the top of the straight and kick away like that was nice to see.
You resisted the temptation to head to Sydney and kept him for this race. Just take us through the thought process there with his run in the Blue Diamond and obviously Animo going on to win a Group 1 up there. What was the thought process in keeping him back here?
Well, we thought he ran great in the Blue Diamond, and he was a horse that we had he just wasn't 100% then, and we thought going over to the run in the Golden Slipper wasn't probably the best option for him. And luckily there's this lovely race of over showdown, so we thought we'd just target this.
What did you do with him in between runs from the Blue Diamond to yesterday?
We just kept him nice and fresh. He never went out of work. We just kicked him over. He goes out into day paddocks every day after he works, and he's in a great routine, and he's able to get his head down and pick grass for a couple hours every day. So I think that's just kept him on the fresh side. He's a horse with a really good constitution. He's never gone shin sore or anything for the whole prep. The good ones are easy to train, Warren.
What do you plan for the future for him?
He's got to have a nice break now, and we might look at targeting the nice races in the spring, like early spring, like the Vane Stakes or the Neil Stakes, those kind of races. So he'll have a short break, and then we'll bring him up and look to target those races.
What did you make of Tramontana in the same race?
I think he might have just found the 1200 at that level, a little bit on the short side. I thought he travelled nicely, got a bit lost on the corner, and then he made nice, he's even to the line. He's probably looking for further. It's a horse we've always had a nice opinion of. And, 1,400 maybe would be a good option for him.
Willie Pike had a day out yesterday. We get used to saying that when Willie travels to Victoria, and part of that day out was aboard Sosie Bond. How did you see that race?
Oh, it was a great ride by Willie Pike. When he jumped well, he just took initiative, was able to lead and dictate at his own pace. Got rolling early and got everything off the bit, and he won accordingly. It was another quite easy watch, which was great.
Minaj didn't appear to have the best of luck in Adelaide. I know you were on course at Caulfield yesterday. What was the feedback from Minaj in Adelaide?
Yeah, it was a very frustrating watch. She didn't actually moss the bit in the straight. So I think if the rains came, she would have gone close to winning, or definitely would have been in the top three. So kind of treat it like a good run, and we can push on and either target the Uquays or the Sangster, which is on the same day, the Group 1.
And Sosie Bond's been up to Sydney and back. What could the short-term future hold for Sosie Bond?
Yeah, we're just having a discussion with Tom this morning. He might be a horse we head to Queensland, maybe target Group 1 race like the Stradbroke Handicap, and maybe have a run before that as well. So give him a little freshen up, which he thrives off, and head up to Queensland maybe is an option. But haven't spoken to the owners yet about it, and we've got to do that first. But it's definitely one option. His rating's quite high now, and he's hard to play.
Racing today in a couple of states. You're heading to Terang with a debutant and a few at Wagga. What can you tell us about Al Sudia making the debut in race one at Terang, where the majority of the field are debutants?
She's shown really nice pace at home. She's always jumped well in the trials and put herself right there. She's real professional. She's a real speedy type. So I think she'll run a nice race. She's nicely bred, Capulet, and I think she's a good each-way chance.
The mighty Huntley Castle and others heading to Wagga today. What's the pick of the team heading to Wagga?
I think Huntley Castle's in good order. He's drawn a nice gate and should have a nice run. And I've got a nice two-year-old too called Mortal Witness. She's drawn a wide draw, but Blake McDougall rides that track very well, so hopefully he can overcome it. But I expect her to run a nice race as well in the second.
Race 2, number 1, Mortal Witness at Wagga Huntley Castle is race 5, number 2, and Al Sudia, race 1, number 7, maybe an each-way play at Terang with a number of debutants in that. Great day for the stable yesterday, taking out the showdown. Ben, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Warren.